Shackleton's Way, Margot Morrell and Stephanie Caparel. Many who travel to the Antarctic find themselves drawn to it again and again. Some describe travel there as a kind of religious experience and say it's as much about the inner journey as about the actual distance covered. Even armchair travellers get hooked on the endless human dramas of polar exploration and become lifelong students and collectors of Antarctic history and lore. It is the one place in the world virtually untouched by civilization, and is likely to remain so, even as environmentalists struggle to preserve its pristine nature. In 1959, an international agreement was signed dedicating the continent to peace and science. It is a continent firmly identified with the 20th century. From the first explorations inland in the early 1900s, to the booming tourism trade and scientific studies at the close of the century. It was only fitting that on the eve of the new millennium, the public would become possessed of the kind of admiration for Shackleton that he enjoyed at the peak of his career. Today, museum exhibits, coffee table books, documentaries, Hollywood scripts, and reprints of early accounts of his expeditions retell the tales of Nimrod and the Endurance. An appetite for adventure stories, a search for worthy heroes, a need to find new models of results-orientated leadership all help feed the resurgence of his popularity. Another reason that Shackleton seems a man for the present is that we've grown weary of the culture of victimization and despair, and are searching for leaders who are survivors and optimists, and are able to lead us into a new era.